Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
All right. Very good. Well, the cover story this week's interesting. This is something that you update really on a pretty regular basis. I know we've talked about this a number of times. And as they say, the devil is in the details. So you're going to give us at least a taste of the details. We can read more in today's Las Cruces Sun News. But this story is actually very important and one of the big indicators of whether or not we're really coming out of the Great Recession. And that involves building permit reports. What do we know?
Yes. Overall, looking at the 2012, the complete year, they were up slightly over 2011 by about 39 permits. The valuation total, though, was up about $20 million. So that was a nice positive thing. You had some big projects like the Walmart and some other buildings, even our new building at the Las Cruces Sun News, maybe pushed that number up a little bit. But overall permitting was up. However, when you look at residential, new residential permits, they're still not doing super, super great. I didn't look at the entire 2012, but I did look at 2013. The new numbers are out. And for this year, we've had 32 permits for new residential construction for about $6.4 million. Last year, January, was 47 permits for $8.1 million. So when you really look at new homes being built, there's fewer permits were pulled this year. So it's hard to say where the momentum's going to go and if there even is any momentum. I talked to some of the leaders at the Home Builders Association, and they're choosing to be a little positive and say, hey, you know, there are some positive signs. There's a little bit more air in the business. You know, we're seeing some things move. So, you know, they're looking for that light in the trees type of thing.
Yeah. But, and of course, for folks who live in certain neighborhoods in Las Cruces, and I'm sure other communities as well in our listening area, this is not a surprise, because if you drive around, using as an example in Las Cruces, the Sonoma Ranch area, you will see an awful lot of homes for sale that are only a few years old. So that presents a real difficult market for builders. And while homes are being built, most of them are homes that are custom built. They're not spec homes that will go up for sale.
No, exactly that. Spec homes, it's really hard to get spec homes going at this time of year. And not this time of year, at this time of the economy, the last several years the way it's been, and to get loans for spec homes. If people are building spec homes, they're pretty much doing it out of their own pocket. There's money to be lent out there. There's no doubt about it. But people are a little bit leery on doing the spec homes, just because it's not like it was in, you know, 2005 to 2007, where things were just flying off the market.
Yeah.
So, you know, the situation right now as far as permits is a sort of a there is some good news if you choose to look for it, but there's also some bad news if you choose to look for it type of thing. You know, when you look at total permits, that includes everything from rock walls to fences to roofs to excavations, all different kinds of things, you know, fire sprinkler systems, that sort of stuff. So all that stuff's important. But if you wanted to zero down into new homes being built, then it looks like a little bit of a different situation.
Okay. Profile this week, for those who are a little depressed about the economy and the slow recovery that we're having. If you're like me, you then look to cookies and cakes and all kinds of sweets. I shouldn't do that, but I do it. And your profile is that place I wasn't aware of. It's called the House of Cakes, huh?
Yeah, it's Fontastic, Little House of Cakes is the full name. And Fontastic, of course, comes from fondant, which is that really thick stuff people put on top of cakes. It's like an icing. It's a real sweet sort of icing on cakes. And but they're at 213 West Fleming Avenue, and this lady is Stephanie Sandwick. And she's always been sort of artistic, used to paint, and she really loved to mold clay. And one day she did a cake. And it turned out really, really well, and more people wanted cakes. So she's gone from molding clay to molding cakes and decorating cakes, and she's become very good at it and has since started her own in-home business.
So when you say molding cakes, you mean that these are not just your average cake, then these are cakes in different shapes and figures and things?
I don't know if you ever see the show like Cake Boss and those kind of things on TV, but you know how people make all kind of different designs. Different looks. For instance, she did a cake that looks like a complete Xbox and was featured on Microsoft's website.
My goodness.
She did a Marine Corps ball cake that was so nice for her father-in-law that they refused to eat it because it was so nice. And she's done a whole variety of different kinds of cakes. And it's just for her, it's become like her artistic instinct has sort of found a focus on this thing, and she's got her own little business out of it.
All right. Well, check that out in today's Sun News. In What's New, we also have some food news, too.
Yeah, it always seems to work out that way, doesn't it, in What's New? Over on Picacho, if you can picture the Walgreens, and which is at 2700 West Picacho, and then there's a little bit of a space, and then there's a Citizens Bank at 3030 West Picacho. In between those places, there's going to be a sort of a commercial strip. And one of the tenants we know for sure is going to be a Subway. So the people out sort of on the west side of town are at least going to get a little something more out there. It's a Subway. It's supposed to have a drive-thru and everything. And Rick Stowes, who's representing that deal or has helped get that lease signed and everything, he has said there are some other tenants looking to go in there too, but he didn't. You know, it's not at a point where they can release the names. Dickie's Barbecue, which was at 1660 South Valley Drive, that closed. And I like Dickie's Barbecue. I was sad to see that happen. But they that building is, there is being some interest being shown in it, but there's been no names given yet because nothing is finalized. The one thing, again, Rick Stowes is representing the owner for that, and he told me that there's been rumors that it would be a Chinese restaurant or a Chinese buffet, and he said that's not true. Okay. So Genghis Grill is one thing that people seem to like, and that I've heard about. I've never eaten at one. There's one in Albuquerque. They're going to be open by late fall. They'll should be up on Telshore Boulevard right near Fidencio's.
I see the construction beginning already.
Yeah, actually. Exactly. So I don't know why it's going to take clear to late fall. I haven't been able to find out for sure, but that's what they're saying. So
yes,
it's coming. It's coming our way. There's a new Domino's on the west side. I mean, east side of town. Excuse me, at 3090 North Roadrunner Parkway, which is right near the interstate. It used to be a First Community Bank building there, right near Baton Memorial East, and now it's going to be a Domino's, and they're saying about a late March opening. So, a bunch of food.
All kinds of food. Well, in the Babbling Brook this week, we have a couple of items dealing with money, how much money we have, and a place where some of us go to save money that might be in trouble.
Yeah, very interesting. There was a recent study, and this shouldn't come as a big surprise, and it's probably just not New Mexico, but that the majority of New Mexicans don't have enough savings, if they have any. And, you know, I don't have a whole lot of savings myself. I have some, and I got some stuff put away and some things, but, you know, all of us could probably do a better job at savings.
Yeah, a lot of folks say 6 months at least, especially with the way that the long-term unemployment, the way it is if you lose your job.
Exactly. And a lot of people are literally living paycheck to paycheck. They're doing fine. Even the people who are doing fine and meeting all their obligations paycheck to paycheck, boy, you take that paycheck away, how long are you going to make it?
Right.
So that's one thing to think about.
And also dollar stores, which are had been growing like crazy, but maybe trouble in our last 10 seconds.
Yeah, Wall Street Journal, real quick, had a story, and so did The Economist, about how there might be a dollar store bubble. Are they building way too many of them? Mm. Although I think we've used them a lot here. I don't think they'll go away here.
No, we need them. All right. Brooke, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Fred.